At last December's Paris Climate Summit, negotiators gave a much higher priority to protecting forests than in past meetings. Trees capture and store a lot of carbon that would otherwise be released into the atmosphere. But new research suggests that unless indigenous peoples' land rights are protected, efforts to reduce deforestation coupled with sustainable development may be in jeopardy. VOA's Joe DiCapua reports.
Sustainable forest development has been discussed since the 1980s, but little was achieved over the ensuing decades. Then in 2005, forest conservation was linked with climate change mitigation. 10 years later, in Paris, negotiators included in their climate agreement an article that encouraged forest conservation and sustainable land management. However, the Rights and Resources Initiative and TMP Systems have released new reports on insecure indigenous land rights and the risk that poses to climate change mitigation and emerging market investors. Andy White is coordinator of the Rights and Resources Initiative.
The term indigenous people refers to self-identified ethnic groups around the world. So the issue that we're discussing, insecure land rights, affects up to 3 billion people in rural areas.
White says forests are threatened by agricultural and mining projects, among others. He says if forests are to ease the impact of rising temperatures, they should be under the management of local communities who have a vested interest in the land.
One of the most important findings in recent years is that indigenous peoples and other local communities are generally more effective in conserving forests than governments are. So now that the world is committed to reducing emissions, stopping deforestation, the question of who's most effective is central to achieving our goals from Paris.
The research paper cites cases in Africa, Asia, and Latin America of governments refusing or resisting to recognize land tenure for indigenous people. Violence has erupted when development projects are undertaken without the consent or awareness of the indigenous population. The analysis says that's causing major financial risks to private industry engaged in extraction and export of commodities in developing countries. White gives the example of Cameroon awarding development rights to an Indonesian palm oil company.
The government offered the company an area of forest to clear to convert to an oil palm. And the government offered that concession without consulting with local people who lived there. And so the company showed up and began to clear forest. And, of course, there were violent protests. And eventually the company had to pull out. It cost them a lot of money, their investors a lot of money. So this is a common occurrence in many parts of the developing world.
He says money is not at the heart of these conflicts or disagreements. Rather, it's a lack of direct engagement with the local community and denying them a say in the design and operation of the project.
Most communities indeed want development, but they want development on their terms as well.
Ben Bowie is with the consultancy firm TMP Systems. It focuses on climate change, ecosystems, and economic development. Bowie says the firm offers tools to determine potential risks from insecure land and resources rights.
The real key here is to engage directly with the interests of local people. Investors must engage with a very diverse range of concerns, and that means understanding them in detail, who in the community wants this and who in the community wants that. It's a complex intelligence gathering exercise initially, but also a process of social engagement to develop a relationship of trust.
The RRI and TMP reports say some countries with large forest areas, such as Indonesia and India, are poised to recognize land rights on a massive scale. But they say there continues to be strong resistance by government agencies, companies, and conservation organizations. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.